Bravo 2-0 by Andy McNab.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To the three who didn't come back. Bravo 2-0. 1. Within hours of Iraqi troops and armour rolling across the border with Kuwait at 0200 local time on August the 2nd, 1990, the regiment was preparing itself for desert operations. As members of the counter-terrorist team based in Hereford, my gang and I, unfortunately, were not involved. We watched jealously as the first batch of blokes drew their desert kit and departed. Our nine-month tour of duty was coming to an end, and we were looking forward to a handover. But as the weeks went by, rumours began to circulate of either a postponement or cancellation altogether. I ate my Christmas turkey in a dark mood. I didn't want to miss out. Then, on the 10th of January 1991, half of the squadron was given 3 days' notice of movement to Saudi. To huge sighs of relief, my lot were included. We ran around organising kit, test-firing weapons and screaming into town to buy ourselves new pairs of desert wellies and plenty of Factor 20 for the nose. We were leaving in the early hours of Sunday morning. I had a night on the town with my girlfriend Jilly, but she was too upset to enjoy herself. It was an evening of false niceness, both of us on edge. "Shall we go for a walk?" I suggested when we got home, hoping to raise the tone. We did a few laps of the block, and when we got back, I turned on the telly. It was Apocalypse Now. We weren't in the mood for talking.